Dr. Dubin. Hello, friend, and welcome again to a few moments of Bible study together from the Word of God. The bread of God, remember, the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, eternal life unto the world. And verse 35 of John 6 states, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and we're continuing in our study concerning spiritual gifts, knowing who we are in Christ, coming to an understanding of what it means to be a child of God. And as we are reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, now there are diversities of gifts. There are different spiritual gifts that God gives to different individuals to serve him in different capacities, to be effective in different ways to his glory, honor, and praise. And though the position might appear to be different, the importance of being what God wants us to be is the same. Just being what God wants us to be. Whether man applauds it or not is not important. That we are doing what God wants us to do, that we're filling the place that God wants us to fill, that's what's important. Now, the Apostle Paul uses the illustration in the book of Corinthians of the physical body representing the body of believers. And he says different parts of the body are essential and necessary to the function of the whole body. And he's saying if the whole body is an eye, where's the hearing? If all is ears, where's the seeing? But we see every part is important and essential in the physical body as well as in the body of believers. And so, the fingernail, for instance, we don't pay too much attention to the fingernail. Oh, I know the ladies polish them and shine them and that sort of thing, but we men really don't pay much attention to our fingernails until we happen to hit a nail with the hammer, and instead of hitting the right nail, we hit a fingernail. Believe me, we pay attention then. We give it a lot of attention. We really do. Because as that nail swells up and comes off, the bare, quick skin underneath, is very sensitive. Seems like everything you touch it on that spot. Because that nail, we realize then, is very essential and very important that we paid little attention to before. Well, this is the way the body is. Every part has a place to fill. Every member has a place to fill. Every member is important and essential. Although that member may be in a place that doesn't get a lot of attention. Your place is important, beloved. Whatever your place is in the body of believers and in the work of the Lord, your place is very important. It may not seem so. You may not get a lot of attention from people, but that doesn't matter. We're not here to gain attention to ourselves. We're here to draw attention to Jesus Christ. We're here to serve him in whatever capacity and whatever place he sees fit for us to serve him in. Now, we were talking last time in verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, different types of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations. Now, the word administration means to manage or oversee. And if you'll turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 7, let's read about Moses and how God used Moses to lead the children of Israel. He used them as an administrator over the nation of Israel to lead that nation out of Egyptian bondage into the land of Canaan. And here in the book of Acts, chapter 7, we see that they are briefly told about by Stephen as he was speaking, and beginning with verse 20, in which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. That is, he was given a very good education, the very best education possible in that day and in that civilization. And was mighty in words and in deeds. Now notice that. He was very gifted in words and in deeds at this time. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. That is, he killed that Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? It was two Israelites that were fighting one another. But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then Moses fled at that saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat 2 sons. Now Moses fled to the land of Midian from Egypt because he knew that he would be in trouble for having killed an Egyptian. And so he was in the land of Midian for how many years? Verse 30. And when 40 years were expired, he was there for 40 years. The first 40 years he was in the land of Egypt. And he was given the best education that the world had to offer at that time. But because of his having killed an Egyptian, thinking that he was doing a service to the Israelites, he had to escape and with his life to the land of Midian. And he was there in the land of Midian for 40 years, serving as a shepherd there in the land of Midian. There he married, and there we see that he had 2 children, where he begat 2 sons, verse 29. And when 40 years were expired, now another 40 years has occurred, and so Moses is now 80 years old. There appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled, and dost not behold. Well, he was afraid, he was scared, and so then Moses trembled, and dost not behold. Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. That is, he trembled, he was afraid, and hid his face. And God spoke to him, said, Take your shoes off, where you're standing is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. Now this Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. Now Moses, if you read the book of Exodus, beginning with chapter 1, you'll find that Moses didn't want to go because in this past 40 years, Moses had developed a speech impediment. He didn't speak clearly. At one time, he was a man mighty in language in the land of Egypt, but now he had lost all of that. There's a saying that if you do not use it, you lose it. And that's what had occurred to Moses. He had been herding sheep in the backside of the desert for 40 years. He had lost all the polish and shine and the education that he had in the land of Egypt. And now he was a shepherd and had a speech impediment, and he didn't feel like that he could go to deliver the children of Israel. He felt weak and he felt inadequate. And many times, beloved, that's the kind of people, that's the kind of people that God can use. Many times when we think we're proud and we think we're something hot and something special, God has to humble us before he can use us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we read these words in verse 27, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Yes, beloved, Moses was weak and frail and did not feel that he could do the work that God had called him to do, and thus God could take him then and use him because he'd have to depend upon the Lord. He couldn't depend upon himself. And so many times God cannot use us until he's broken us, and only then can he use us. Perhaps you remember the account of the Lord feeding the 5,000 and how he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and broke them, blessed them, and distributed them, and many were blessed thereby. Many were fed by that food which he blessed and broke and distributed. So many times God has to break our lives before he can truly use us to his glory, honor, and praise. Till next time, goodbye.